Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, Vekorvosim Lefnei Hashem Vayamuzim. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of the Shnei Bnei Aaron, and they came before Hashem and they died. Vayamar Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Dabar al Aaron Achicha, Bal Yovei B'choleis al HaKadosh Mibeis LaParoiches, he should not come at all times to the Kodesh HaKadoshim inside the Paroiches, but besides Yavei Aaron under certain conditions, when he has Karbanos, B'Pap and Bakar, etc., etc. So the Mefarshim ask Kakashi, what is this first Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, B'Karvostim Ufam Hashem Vayamusa, what is that telling us? That's totally extra. The very next Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Dabar al Aaron Achicha, Val Yavei B'Choleis al HaKodesh. All he needed was that second pasuk. What's the first pasuk? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe, doesn't say what he told him. And if what he told him is the second pasuk, so then all you need is the second pasuk. Why do I need the first pasuk? Also, the changing in Lashon, the first pasuk says Vayidaber, and the second pasuk says Vayomer. We know Vayidaber is always Lashon Kashe. What's that? Was the first pasuk is Lashon Kashe. So the Shaar Bas Rabin brings down B'Shem Rav Chaim Vital, Mayu Diki Pshat. There's a Gemara Masech, the Smakas Daf Yud Aleph, that says that Eliyahu HaNavi used to come to meet with Rav Yeshua ben Levi constantly. And one day he stopped coming to him, Vavos, because a lion consumed a person near the city of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And the zechus of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was not megan on him. And it's min horoi that tzaddikim should be mispalel, that no bad thing should happen to anybody, especially to those that are around him. And if such a mitzvah could have happened near the city of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so his zechus wasn't megan, or he didn't daven for that purpose, so it was a tain on him, so yo, I know he stopped coming to him. Even though one might argue, if a lion consumed this person, he deserved it, right? What are you having times in Yeshua ben Levi for? He deserved it. Hashem does not make a din without any judgment. Yeshua ben Levi should have been misfalel, that he would do tshuva in the mele, you know, he would have his egg in his achuyais, and nothing bad would happen to him. So Dr. Chaim Vital over here also the same thing. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron. After the death of the two sons of Aaron, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Hashem spoke harshly to Moshe. He gave him musar that you should have davened for them. You know, you should have, you know, pleaded on their behalf that they shouldn't be nifter. Same thing. After the death of Nadav Aviu, it was a time on Moshe Rabbeinu, because tzaddikim gemurim, they davened. Even though, Adrab, he says, they had zechuyas of their own, so it would have been easy to daven for them. We once mentioned the Medrash that Nadav and Aviv were greater than Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu said that himself, B'kroyvei HaKadosh, they're greater than us, so it would have been easy to daven on their behalf. Now, L'chayra, one might ask a question. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu did daven. The Pasuk says, Uva Aaron is son of Hashem l'hashmidoi. He wanted to kill Aaron and the four sons. And Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed, and he was able to be piled for a lozer in his summer. Zedman of the Moshe did that. How could you have a taina? Afal Pekin. If Moshe Rabbeinu saw already that his tefillahs were piled, he should have davened more to save even God of Aviyu. Even though one might argue, a lozer in his summer didn't do any chatam. Not even Aviyu did. Afal Pekin. If Nadav and Aviyu were so great that they died in Mises Neshikah, Weiss stories that it wasn't so difficult to daven on their behalf a little bit weiter, and then you would have saved them. And Heichan Advarim Magiyim, there was a time on Moshe Rabbeinu, he did daven for them. He should have davened more. But that's a lesson for us, that a person should not only daven for himself, a person should daven for the people around him. A person has to daven not only for his family, his neighbors, the people around. There was a ma'aseh with Rav Moshe, which they said over b'chayev. You know, a lot of ma'aseh from Rav Moshe, they said over b'chayev. Maisa happened, he was in yeshiva, and somebody came and told him that the Yiddish kid was just hit by a car and he was killed right near the yeshiva. So Moshe said to Kenazai, I'm not sorry for such a thing. I saw him laying there, so go check. Kid said he went out to check, and sure enough, what happened was there was a Yiddish kid walking, and a Goyish kid ripped off his yarmulke and ran away from him. He was hit by a car and he was laying there with a yarmulke. So he told Rabbi Moshe, "Ich hab verstanden, that in my yeshiva such a thing can't happen." Pilipon. Amish Pilipon. So a person is required to daven not only for himself, but for the people around him. So Rashi brings the words of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah was Moishloi Moshel. He used to give a Moshel to this. Moshel l'chayla sheniknach netzlei raifei. A doctor came to a sick person, and he told him, al-teichel tzainan val-tishko v'techev. Don't eat cold foods, and don't sleep in damp areas. He came to somebody else, and he said, don't eat cold, and don't sleep in the damp weather, so that you shouldn't die like that other person died, right? The second fellow has more of his reasons. He warned him, you know, this kind of activity could cause death. So he was mizaris and more. So same thing over here. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, it says over here, right? Davar Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei B'nei Aharon. It says he was mizaris, V'ayovi B'choleis al HaKadosh, so you shouldn't die like not even Aviv did. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asks a question, Vasev is Dafka over here, you find this marshal to be Mizariz, you won't die like not even have you. Don't you find another place in the Torah? By the Mekoshe Sheitzin. So he got killed because he was Mechal Shabbos. So let's say over there also the same thing. They should have given the Tzivi of Shabbos, Achrei Mois HaMekoshesh, and you should also give this Azara, don't be Mechal Shabbos, so you shouldn't die like that. Like the Mekoshesh did, why don't you find that over there? So Dr. Yosef Chaim and Mori the Kipshat, he says, Rebbe says that all these surim in the Torah, they have their Azhar, right? The regular law, you know, your Chayim Malchus. There's Chiyuvim of Koris. There's Chiyuvim of Skila Mises Bezdin. So those very things, those are Mizaras of Bnei Yisrael, that they shouldn't do the Aveira, right? That you don't need any special Zrizus and any special Mishalim. Why Dafka over here did he need that? Because over here it's a very strange kind of a thing. What happens? A fellow's a Muslim, he's a tzaddik, he's a David Bashem, and he mamish has a tremendous ishtekikus to come close to the Shechina, and mamish has a cyrus and rips him forward, and he comes forth past the boundaries that he's allowed to step. That's already not so understandable. You should get Misa. And not only Misa, but immediate Misa. Wasn't like Karis, you know, at least he has till a certain age. You know, maybe you could do tshuva before that. Even Mises Bezdin is not immediate, right? They wait till Bimalamas Chus on him. Over here, they died right away. So that already is not so Oilal and Seichel. So for that to be Mizaris, he had to tell Aaron, even in such a case where someone's a tzadik gomer and he has a tremendous tshuka to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afal P came because of Osman Hashem v'yamusa. He says, "Lefi that it's also meduyik the pasuk. Why does it have to say because of Osman Lefnei Hashem v'yamusa? It says Achrei Moish Shnei Bnei Aharon. It says they died. So what's because of Osman Lefnei Hashem v'yamusa? Teretz is when they came too close to Hashem v'yamusa right away. It wasn't stam a chiyuv misa. It was a chiyuv misa immediately." And that's because if you overstep your bounds, even if your kavanah is a l'shem shemayim, no good. See from over here, that even if a person's mechaber l'shem shemayim, but there's a certain mahalach that you have to take. You can't overstep your bounds. There are guidelines in the Torah, and you have to follow those guidelines. You can't overstep your bounds. And you have to go in the proper path. One search from Rav Avigdor Miller, it says in Shoiftim, Ish kol hayosher be'ein of yase. What?
Yard
side
tonight.
Time is yard side. Oh,
today.
Baruch Shekivanti. I was having to another thing of his today, which I'll tell you about. Somebody showed me, a kid in my shiur told me, I always tell them, I have a whole list of people that I'm a chavon for in Vilam al Shin and Alti Sikva. I have kavana for the Israeli Supreme Court. I have kavana for Lapid. I have a favorite. I have a list of people I have kavana for. There is Sham, Achrive, Yisrael, and I have a list, you know. So I saw it today in the question and answer thing. You know those pamphlets you put out? Yeah. You have to have kavana for the Supreme Court. You have their Rishoyim, Arurim, their Machri, Klal Yisrael. So Baruch Shekivanti on that. But what was I just saying now from Ishkol HaYoshev Einav Yaseh. So we think it was a Hefkevel. Everybody did what they wanted to do. He said, no. They were Oivdei Hashem. But they didn't take the straight trodden path of Klal Yisrael. This one wanted to do it with his Mahalach, and this one wanted to do it with his Mahalach. If you don't walk on the trodden path of the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, then you're in deep trouble. It's like there's a path through the forest, and you decide you want to be original, and you end up, you know, going in circles. So Ma'isa Shehoya in Kelm. So Kelm, the Beis Medrash in Kelm, used to open up at a certain time every day, exactly the same time. Mamish b'diyuk, and people would come, it was before Dabi, people would come to learn. One morning, for some reason, the doors weren't open on time. So a group of Bachram wanted to go in already. So somebody jumped through the window, and he went, and he opened the door from the inside. The Alte von Kelm, the land Mamish, he the land Schmusen, Poyreis, get there, Yishchenu Nachash. You want to learn good, aber there has to be a certain mahalach. Has to be a certain mahalach. There's certain gedorim, there's certain guidelines. And that's really one of the lessons that we take from over here. Bezois yavayaren al hakodesh. It's yodua bezois. Zois is b'gematria 408. That's the same gematria as tzoyim, koil, and mamon. You know, by tshuva tefilu tzedakah. Tzayim, Koyl, Umam, and Bezois, Yavei Arayim. El HaKoydesh, with the Zechusim of Tzayim, Koyl, and Umam. David HaMelech also says in Tehillim, Bezois, Ani Boiteach. I'm Boiteach in the Zois, in the Tzayim, Koyl, and Umam. The Ramban brings down that the word Zois represents tremendously high Kodesh Diki, Kavonis, Bezois HaTorah. Whenever you see the word Bezois, It's attached to Kedusha, this Haichi Kavanis. So I saw a very cute verse from the Satmar Rebbe. So he's like, Kim to this, by the Tam, and the Haggadah, Tam Mahu Oimer Mazois. Mazois. He's like, Kim to this, the Tam, you know, like, and so why is he called the Tam? He says, the Terence is, it depends who's holding on to the Zois. You can have the most valuable thing in the world. Right, but if you have a shaita holding on to it, then it doesn't have any value. He'll turn gold into mud. Right, if it's bezois yavei aron, if it's somebody that's in a high madrege, they're good. Right, or if it's in the hands of a shaita, so then he's takis shaita. He's called the ben tibish. And I gave a dugma of that to my shir. Yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Gadolim were always against it. Right. For different reasons, which I'm not going to go into right now. When I was in yeshiva, we got a chinuch. We mamash got a chinuch on Churban Europe and what it meant. There was a special day of the yard site, Churban Tells, and they said sliches, and it was a ganze zach with a shir das, with a regular shir. We had it ingrained into our bones. And that very same Holocaust that they call in the hands of Shaitim and Rishayim has become, you know, a battle cry for never again, a battle cry for the people with the big muscles. The yid that was the Kaddishim Shemaim with talus and tefillin, that's garnished. You know, that's not important. That doesn't deserve to be remembered. Who deserves to be remembered? The Warsaw Uprising. That's really what they honor. That's a zach. You have a gewaltige zach. If it's in the hands of a shaita, it's garnished. If it's in the hands of chachamim, the mechanech, that's ingrained in our bones. I'll never forget, you know, the chinuch that we got in that respect. I didn't really need such a chinuch. My parents were, you know, went through the war. But you got more of a teridika perspective on what it represented. Those are this. Okay, weiter. Was ist denn weiter? V'chol Adam lo yiyah v'oil moyed b'voyoy l'chaper b'akoydash ad tzeisoy. No man should be in the oil moyed when he comes to be mechaper until he leaves. The Yerushalmi says that even the malachim are not allowed to be there. As it says in Yecheskel, udmus pneihem pnei Adam. So even malachim were not allowed to be there. They're not allowed to be in oil moyed. So the Medrash Rabbah asks a question. The Kohen Gadol lav Adam? The Kohen Gadol wasn't the person. It should have said, no person besides him should be in the oil mayid. But if it says, v'chol Adam lo yeah, I, the Kohen Gadol was in the oil mayid. Elo kedivrei Repinchas. Like the words of Repinchas. That b'shor that the Ruach HaKodesh was shayra on him, his face burnt like flame. Face burnt like flames. V'zehu shenemar, ki sivsei kohen yishmeru das, v'teyre yivakshu mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzivakhesu. It was like a malach Hashem. The question is, the Matnas Kuhuni asks the question, but a malach wasn't allowed to be in there either. So what did you gain by saying that his face burned fire? So Tzadok HaKohen answers in the Sefer Pri Tzadik that the Kohen Gadol, when he entered, maybe he was Taka Malach, but he reached such a madrega of his spashtus agashmias that he was not an Adam and he was not a Malach. He was totally one with Hashem. He was totally bottled to Hashem. That was his battles of the Kohen Gadol, that he managed became a total Dover Ruchni. He wasn't an Adam and he wasn't a Malach. So Yaakov Galinsky adds to this Tzadok HaKohen. He says, we have a Messiah that wherever something is mentioned the first time in the Torah, it has a special kesher to that. For example, the word toiv is mentioned the first time with Gabi the Or. Vayar Hashem ki toiv. Bais says the essence of good is Or. The letter Samach. It's interesting. The whole Torah, until the creation of Chava, the letter Samach is not mentioned. It's mentioned once, Lagabi something else, but Lagabi the Bria itself, Vayizgar Boser Tachtena, that's where in the Bria itself, it mentions the letter Samach for the first time. Vayizgar Boser Tachtena. So the Medrash says that Samach, Samuel with the Satan, that Samuel came along with the woman. So one of the Mefarshim, Chaim Falaji, explains, not Chas V'Shalom, that the woman is an agent of the Satan. Now, Yais Hashem created an Ezer Kenegdai to help man, so Zelu Umazeh created the Satan, Zelu Umazeh. But the mice of the cloud is that the first time that something is mentioned in the Torah, it has a special kesher to that. Where is Aaron HaKoyen mentioned for the first time in the Torah? The first time he's mentioned in the Torah, V'ro'acha v'samach b'libay. That, if that's the case, that is the Shayush of Aaron. What happened over there? Aaron was older than Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said Nevuah and Mitzrayim already. Like you see in Sefer Shmuel, it says he was older than him. He was a tzaddik. He was one of the manhigim of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be Goyel Klal Yisrael because he didn't want to be Pegeya in the covet of his older brother. He learned from Tamar. She was willing to be Madison. The goyel that was in her stomach, she used to say, I have malachim, I have kings in my stomach. Yet she was willing to give this up, not to be pagaya in the covenant of Yehuda. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned from that. He didn't want to be the goyel. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, V'rocha b'samach b'libcha. Not only is he not going to have kina, but he's going to be sameach. So what do you see over there? You see the midah of his batlus, of a person being mevatel himself. Here, Aaron could have had time. I'm the older brother. I was the big, I said Nevuah in Mitzrayim. His younger brother comes, who's been out of it for who knows how many years. He's totally mevatel himself to Moshe. Again, you find his battles of Aaron. He lost not even Avi. On the day of his greatest simcha, he became the Kohen Gadol. He was able to be Mishamish. And not even Avi or Nifter, Vayidim Aaron. Aaron's mevatel himself. Tamsoifus says a very interesting thing. The Medrash says that Bishus V'roach of some of Buliboy, Aaron was zoicha to the Choshet, to the Urim V'tumim. So Dr. Chassam Sofer, in his Schar Gufa, he was mavatal himself to Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to ask the Urim V'tumim. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shechinah was medaber mitoich roinai. He didn't have to come on to the Urim V'tumim. So if Aaron already had the Urim V'tumim, it didn't even have to be used. That Gufa was his batlus to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Aaron HaKohen was the metzias of his batlus. And he was mashrish, that he was not considered a ben Adam when he went into the Kodesh, and to a certain degree, he gave that over to other Kahan. I might have said over this mice in the past. So I was a Moedic mice. Shlomo Lorenz, you know, the member of the Knesset for the Aguda, he said over this mice. 1954, there was a big Knesia Gedoyla in Yerushalayim, the world Knesia Gedoyla. Gedoyla came from all over. And there was a very controversial shaila that was Eimed al HaPerek then. Payali Agudas Yisrael was a chelik of Aguda, but they went against the Mayetzas, certain things. So they were sent out. They were, you know, kicked out of the Aguda. But now that they had this Knesia and everybody's coming together, there was a movement to allow them to be reinstated. It was a big shaila. Before the big Knesset, there was a meeting of Rabbonim, of Rosh Yeshivas, and they were done on the Shaila. Rav Aaron, a couple had just come from the airport, he came in, he started giving a drosha, you know, a fiery drosha, like it was his derech, we have to let them come back in, achdus, whatever, we should let them come back in. While he's in the middle of his speech, Rav Shlomo Lorenz passes him a note. The Risker Rav told me befeirish that b'shem eifin the inyan not. What do you do? Rav gives a clap. He says, I want to adjourn this meeting. We'll come back in an hour. He tells Rav Shlomo to take me to the Risker Rav. They go to the Risker Rav, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. He says, is it true what Rav Shlomo told me in the Rav's name that you shouldn't allow Payali Agudas Yisrael back into the Aguda? He says, whatever Rav Shlomo says, you could be Makabel. You heard it from me. And he explained whatever. Her Baron comes back to the meeting and he delangs the drosha. Pumped the hepach of what he said before. Man, can you imagine what his batlus that takes? Don't know what the G'dayle Hadar. G'dayle Hadar. With his goodness and with his fire. He just gave a drush, he changed his mind. You know, and he told Shlomo, you'll never hear me being chaylik on the Risker Rav. Total his batlus. Aaron, total his batlus. Let's hear this. V'hoysa zois lochem, l'chukas oylom l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, mikol chatoisam, achas bashon yom kippur, should be for Klal Yisrael to be mechaper on them once a year. The question is, why did the Torah have to say over here, Achas Bashana, once a year? Are the other Torah also the same thing as once a year? Right? You know, bringing the carbon Pesach, or the first day of Pesach is once a year. Shavuos is also once a year. What is the Hadgosh over here on once a year? There's a different pshatim that are said. I want to sort of shot the following. Chofetz Chaim was once in the Barisha. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he wanted to get together a minyan for Kippur Katan. So he went around to see them there, whatever, and they said, we don't. So he says, why don't you? So he says, because our Rebbe doesn't, it's not his minyan. Chofetz Chaim says, Moshel Ma'adav Adayna. There was a fellow riding on a train. He had a long journey to get to his destination. The train was full of goyim. Now he's feeling very uncomfortable. All of a sudden, on one of the stops, a yid comes onto the train. Oh, shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. Where you headed? I'm going to some. So, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're going to the same place, Givaldig, you know. They start schmoozing. The next stop, this guy gets up to leave. She says, hey, where are you going? You know, our stop doesn't go to who knows when. She says, ah. that's the difference between me and you. He says, you are Hashem have money, so you're able to buy a ticket all the way till the end of the trip. And I go around collecting money. I don't have money for a ticket. So I get off at a stop, I collect money by the people, and I get money for the next stop. And that's the way I keep on doing it. So the Chofetz Chaim, your Rebbe, is rich in Ma'isim Tovim. See, he's able to take the journey from one Yom Kippur to the next. Right? But for most people like us, we don't have that many Chofetz Chaim. Partially people like us, we don't have the zechuyah to get us all the way till the end of the journey, so we have to make Yom Kippur cotton every single Arab Shabbos. So for that, the Torah tells us, achas bashana, see to it that you compile enough zechuyahs, you'll be able to make it from one Yom Kippur to the next. It's only once a year, right? So see to it that you have enough zechuyahs, you'll be able to go from one Yom Kippur to the other. Ad guten Shabbos.
So then we have to do now we're coming to Shabbos.
What?
So now we're coming to
Shabbos. Yeah.